Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
I need you to start praying right now that I can learn to cook. Oh my goodness, I'm so bad. I'm just kidding, you guys can all sit down. That was me in the video burning the tacos, and we did stage that, but it actually happened in real life. I had Pastor Emma and Drew Davies over for the first time a few years back. They had just came here from Australia, and I invited them over for dinner, and I caught my oven on fire. The firefighters showed up, smoke in the house everywhere. It was hilarious. And then I guess Katie Duth just told me the time we had them over for dinner, I burned the bread. And then last week, I really did burn the tacos, and my hubby's just so used to the taste of burnt tacos now that he thinks that's how they should taste. So pray for me. I'm trying so hard. It's the one thing, you know, God's gonna have to anoint me with the spirit of cooking. I wanna see a show of hands, because I wasn't up here to see. How many of you, is this your first time here with us? Aw, a few beautiful faces over there. I just like to know who I'm preaching to. And then how many moms in the house? I love it. I want to just honor you moms. I know we've done a lot of that already, but I want to honor you because you went through labor. First off, that's like incredible. We're still alive. You're still alive. And then you nursed. Well, most of you probably nursed. And then you're sore for like however long you're sore for. And then you don't sleep like basically the rest of your life. Like let's be real. You really don't sleep ever again once you have kids. So those are all the reasons why I like to be honored on Mother's Day. So I wanted to honor you guys for that, for those things. And something I always ask myself, I'm like, what the heck did I do before I had kids? Do you guys ever like, what did we do before we had kids? I don't even know, like, life was full of whatever I wanted to do. Now it's full of mostly things my kids want to do or my husband needs me to do. But I love it. It's so great to be a mom. It's the biggest honor and joy of my life. I work with the church. I'm the kids pastor. And then my husband and I took over North Campus in January. And it's been the ride of our lives. It's been incredible. And we love it here. You know, it's interesting to come into something where you don't know anybody and everyone's excited for you and everyone's cheering you on to do it. But inside, to be honest, it was scary because I'm like, I don't know these people and I hope we can be friends and I hope we like them and I hope we gel together. And all of this, God is so good because all of those things have happened. And I have a love for this campus that I never thought I would have. And so I just love it here. I love you guys and I'm honored to preach my first time at North Campus. So it's going to be good. I want to honor my pastors, Pastor Jurgen and Leanne, because without my mom, I wouldn't be here. Without them, I wouldn't be here. Since the day I came into this church, they've just loved on me, spoken life into me, encouraged me, helped me see things about myself that I never thought I would have inside of me. And that's the beauty of God. He uses people to speak through into our lives. So stick around C3 long enough, and you'll start to see the gold come out in you because we're surrounded. It's the culture that Jurgen and Leanne, Pastor Jurgen and Leanne have built here and that they thrive on is pulling the gold out of people. And so that's what Matt and I really strive to do. That's what we've been taught. And so we hope to reproduce that. And then I want to honor lastly my hubby, Dr. Matt, the famous, the one and only Dr. Matt. Same thing, just loving on me, always speaking life into me, being my biggest cheerleader and supporter and fan. So thanks, babe. Cool. All right, who's ready to get in the message tonight? Let's get into the word. Can we give God and Jesus a clap real quick? God is good. devil is bad, and we win. All right, so we're going to get into it. I want you guys to come with me to Luke 1:26, and we're going to read it through to 35. I have the New Living Translation, and it says, do I have scriptures up? I will. Yes. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Do not be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary asked the angel, but how can this happen? I'm a virgin. And the angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. So I'm preaching on Mary tonight because she's the mother of Jesus. But what we can pull out of these scriptures tonight is, why did God, of all women, choose Mary? I think there are some key things in here that we can look at to see how we can fulfill the call that God has on our life and how we can find the call of God on our lives. And can I just say that Mary had hashtag bragging rights. She birthed the Savior of the world. Like, I'm sitting there bragging about my children when they eat all their dinner. I'm sitting there bragging about them when they sleep through the night. I'm bragging about them when they color in the lines. It's the simple things. But here Mary, incredible Mary, has the most bragging rights of us all because she birthed the Savior of the world. But what was it about Mary that God saw? There are some incredible things about this woman that we can dive into. The title of my message tonight is, There's Something About Mary. I told him not to do the picture of Cameron Diaz up there. I don't want her to be a distraction. If you know that movie. Who here is a mom again? Okay, you're extraordinary. Moms are extraordinary, right? Mary is an extraordinary woman. And can you imagine, like, here she is back in the day, going into the first scripture that I read. She's young. She's a virgin. And she's just minding her own business, doing her thing. And she's engaged to Joseph. And an angel comes to her and says that she's going to be pregnant with the Savior of the world. How does she respond to this? The first thing is she's unqualified. Mary's unqualified. She's not even had sex before. I mean, we've already said the word sex enough tonight, and I'm scarred for Dorothy. Poor Dorothy having to say the word sex on the screen. I love you. But she's unqualified, you guys. She has there's nothing about her that says, in the Bible, that says that she is qualified for this. And I can relate to Mary because I was completely unqualified when I came in to the house of God. And if you don't believe me, let me just tell you a little bit about myself. No judging. I have been saved now for over 12 years. And I'm a way different person. So I'm going to tell you some stories. And as I was preparing this, I was like, oh, should I tell him that? I don't know if I should tell him that. But I'm going to. Because the thing is, what you see here, standing here before you, is way different than what I came in, how I came in. And it's not just for me. God is no favors of persons. Is not a favor of persons. But he loves all of us. He has a call for all of us. And my story is not that different from yours. Like, no matter where you're at, God can use you to do incredible things beyond your imagination. So let's just say when I walked into C3, I was a mess on legs. Met my husband in the airport, in the San Diego airport, and are you nervous for me, babe, right now? Let me drink some water before I go into this. I won't bus drive you. I was a senior in college. I had just gotten out of a four-year relationship with my boyfriend from all of college. And I think I was making up for lost time because I was dating as many guys as I could get into my calendar. And I was partying, I was going out with my girlfriends. I seriously was making up for lost time because I spent all my time with this one guy. I watched all my girlfriends go out, and it probably was the Lord protecting me because my girlfriends at the time were not angels. And so I got out of this relationship, four months out of it, and then I meet Matt in the airport. And he's sitting there, or no, I was sitting there, and I had an empty seat right next to me that looks kind of like the empty seat right there. And I see this guy. Initially, when I saw him, he was pacing around the airport. And I'm like, why will that guy not sit still? Because I am the type of person that sits still. I mind my own business. And then I was probably sitting there judging everybody, including him. And he came up to me, and he sat down. And he said, he started reading his magazine, he's flipping through it, and he goes, hey, do you like this cologne? Great pickup line. It worked. Hey, you guys, it worked. And I'm like, yeah. And I was being nice, because I was already annoyed by him, just by looking at him, I was annoyed by him. Oh, he had long hair, you guys. You'll see in the pictures, he had long hair, and then he always did this. It was like, Keanu Reeves, I love you, babe. I love you so much. You wanted me to be funny, okay? So, is my hair okay? Okay. So, I said, I like the cologne, it's good. And he said, well, it's never going to be great if it's only good. And it was a line from a book, Good to Great. And I was like, okay, whatever that means. But then the more he talked, the more I was liking this guy. And I was like, okay, I can tolerate him for an hour flight. So then he asked me to save him a seat on the airplane. I did. He got on the airplane. The rest is history. We did not spend time. We were both on our way to Vegas. We did not spend time together in Vegas, but I called him when we got back. And we went on our first date. And I have a picture. Well, it wasn't a date. It actually was just a hangout because I was getting ready to go out with my girlfriends, and I called him up and I said, hey, this is Kayla. I met you at the airport. And he said, oh, where are you? And I told him where I was. He shows up 10 minutes later. So this is a picture from that night. Yeah, the long hair, so cute. I was a blonde. So then he invited me to church. We hang out all night. I drop my phone in the toilet. It's fried. We go out for nachos afterwards. He buys my girlfriend and I all drinks, and he invites me to church, this church. And I came, and on the first Sunday, I gave my life to Christ. I had no idea what I was in store for. Then we would argue about who was going to leave the church if we broke up. So we decided to get married. And then our pre-marriage counselors told us I had too many red flags and we couldn't get married. So it's been quite the journey, you guys. I was completely unqualified, just like Mary in the Bible, for what the call that God had on my life. I want to show the next picture of when I got baptized. That was probably 6 months after I got saved. This is Pastor Andy. And Pastor Leanne, beautiful Pastor Leanne, she hasn't aged a day. But that is the joy on my face. You guys, when I found this photo to show you, I literally started crying. And you can ask my hubby, I don't cry. Like, I'm not just crying, a person that cries all the time. But I just started crying because I saw from that moment till now, because the choice that I made to give my life over to God and what he's done, and my beautiful kids, and my husband, and the life I'm living is incredible. So then, amongst all of my unqualifiedness, an angel named Pastor Jurgen comes and starts prophesying that we are going to be pastors and that we are going to be doing all of these incredible things that we're actually doing now. And I didn't believe it for a second. I had no idea what that looked like. And all I knew was that I was unqualified. And it was hilarious because he would call me up to pray. So, you know, during the prayer time, we call some people up to pray sometimes. So during that time, I would run out to the bathroom because I was like, I am not getting called on to pray. And then the one time that they told me beforehand that I was going to get called on to pray, I went and prepared my prayer on a piece of paper and memorized it. And it went something like this. Dear God, I thank you so much for all these people. They're all so incredible. You're amazing. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. So it's pretty funny. But the reason I tell you all this is because just like Mary as a 13-year-old, young, doesn't know much about life at 13. I'm sorry. I mean, 13, if you're 13 in here, we love you. But you have a lot to learn. She doesn't know much about life. But an angel comes and tells her she's going to give birth to the Savior of the world. It's crazy. Like, this is what God does. He takes the most unqualified person. And God doesn't ever call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And that's exactly what he did with Mary. And it's exactly what he's done with me to this point. And it's not like it's a surprise to God. God's not like sitting up there going, oh my gosh, I didn't know she was a virgin, you know, to Mary. He wasn't sitting up there with me going, oh my gosh, I didn't know she had this issue. I didn't know she had that issue. I didn't know I had to get her delivered from all of these things. God knows what he's doing. When he calls somebody that looks like they might not be ready for the call, it's not like he's surprised by it. And even though Mary was an ordinary human, God used her in an extraordinary way. And he has that for each and every one of us. The second something about Mary is that she's empowered by the Spirit. Luke 1:28 says, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. This is the New King James Version. It says, blessed are you among women. So before God even comes, before the angel even tells Mary what he wants and what's going to happen, he tells her who she is. So God had told me, I got saved. God told me I was loved. You know, I got prayed for and I was told that God loved me and that he had a plan for my life and everything. But I didn't believe it, because it took some convincing on my end. So this is what God does. He tells you the purposes and the plans, but before that, because it might freak you out a little, he tells you how much love he has for you and how you're favored and how you're blessed, blessed and highly favored. And even at that, she was confused and disturbed. It says in Luke 1:29, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Like, what the heck? She was so confused. She's like, what, me? Why? Why me? This is so confusing. And that's how some of us might feel when God speaks to you and gives you a calling, gives you a vision, gives you a dream. You wake up one morning and God's shown you what he's called you to. And it can be confusing and it can be disturbing. And if you're an older person in here and God tells you something that you should be doing and not to lose sight of that thing, it can be confusing and disturbing. But what we have to do is be empowered by the Spirit and led by the Spirit and not let the fear hold us back. Has God ever told you to step out and pray for someone, step out, invite someone to church, step out and anything? There's so many things God has called me to do. It was even hard for me to invite somebody to church. Literally, when I met my husband, I was the shyest person you could, like, you wouldn't even recognize me. In high school, you know how did they ever have you guys write down, like, on a piece of paper all your qualities and your traits about yourself? They did that in my school. The top one was always shy. It was always shy, and I loved gymnastics. It's the only two things I knew about myself before I met God. And I was always the shortest. That's the other thing. I was always the shortest. You know how they have the class photos, and they line you up from tallest to shortest? I was always the shortest. That's all I knew about myself. So I was pretty confused and disturbed when Pastor Jurgen and Leanne were prophesying over me. and my hubby telling us what we were going to be doing and where we were going to be going. But I was led by the Spirit, and all I did was keep stepping and keep going and keep moving and keep praying through. Every single thing God asked me to do, I said yes. I don't think I've ever said no, to be honest. Anytime, I will tell you, I've said no maybe because of a boundary, but I've never said no because I was afraid. So going back to Mary, the other thing is, God didn't come and tell her all the details. How like God is that? He comes and shows us like a snippet. And then this whole thing unfolds. And with Mary, all he said, he didn't say how long. I mean, I'd be asking 100 questions. Well, when? Well, why? Well, how? Like, is it going to be after I get married? When is this going to happen? Where is this going to happen? How is this going to happen? And she gets a snippet. It doesn't say anything else until she just says, okay. So like God, just to give us one little inkling of where we're called to be and where we're called to go. And then the thing about Mary is it's not like she could go to her friends and get advice. You know, she could have got stoned to death if anyone knew she was pregnant. She totally would have been defriended on Facebook. Like, seriously, she couldn't say anything. She had to hide it and keep it a secret. So God gives her this incredible calling, and then she can't even talk about it. So I can only imagine how confusing and disturbing it would be. But again, after she's done having a freak-out moment, again, the angel reminds her and says in Luke 1:35, do we have these up? Luke 1:35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So I want to end this point by asking us, when God calls us into something, are we self-led or are we Spirit-led? Do we let the Spirit answer for us or do we let ourselves answer for us? The third point that Mary, the third quality of Mary, is that she's obedient. She said, yes, yay, we have Jesus. Thank God she said yes. She let her decision be Spirit-led despite her feelings and her will and her emotion. In Luke 1:38, it says, then Mary said, behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. She said, yes, let it be to me, let it happen. Okay, yes. Mary was completely surrendered to God in the mission. So what we see here is God is not looking for gifted, because it doesn't say anything specific about Mary's gifting, her talents, or any reason why she should be called to this. He's looking for the surrendered. And in his weakness, his strength, in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. Could you imagine the timing of this? Like, it's the most inconvenient timing for her. She's engaged. She's planning a wedding. She's busy. It's stressful. You know, it's not convenient for her. Despite all the odds being against her, she still said yes. God interrupted her, and she said yes. We all have our own plans for our lives, I'm sure, as Mary did. I know, you know, I have plans for my day tomorrow. I have plans for my day the next day. But am I constantly putting myself in a position to be interrupted by the call that God has on my life? The second thing is she paid a personal price. She was going to have to give up her body. You know, like, she's like, this isn't necessarily, could have not been her plan or what she wanted. She has to give up her friends for a season and hide out. I think about myself. I didn't have to. I was told that my friends wouldn't be my friends anymore. I have a picture of my four best girlfriends I want to put up. There's the Fab Four. These are my girlfriends that called me into a meeting to sit down with me probably about around the time I got baptized, probably, and said, we can't be friends anymore. You're too different from us. But it was the price that I was willing to pay because I knew that God has something greater and better for me. What is the personal price that God is asking you to give up? I know some of you may think that suddenly I woke up one day and I came here and I'm standing on this stage preaching. But let me tell you, it's been a journey. It's been one choice after the next to stay on the path and stay on the course. I mean, the first time I got asked to check in people because I ran our DNA courses, which is now our grow classes, the first time I got asked to check in people, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do that. Then I have to talk to people. Like, check them in at the door. It's so bad. And then they asked me to facilitate the meeting, which is like, do the announcements. That was a definite no. I had Pastor Leanne meet with me and have coffee to teach me how to do announcements. Then they asked me to take over DNA. And I'm like, no. Like, what the heck are you people doing? What are you smoking? What do you see? I don't see it. And then, you know, I got to a season of my life where I had my kids and kind of felt like I was in a season of God not moving. For whatever reason, I feel like moms, when we first have kids, we kind of go through this little hideout season. Some don't, but I did. You know, I just didn't know how to handle everything and be a new mom. But then about a year and a half ago, they asked me to take over as kids pastor here at C3. And then I was really like, well, I don't know if I even like kids. Like, what do you see? What are you guys seeing? Like, what the heck? Then when they asked us to take over here at North Campus, that was another moment where I was like, what do you see? I don't, you know, and at some point you just have to realize that God's doing something and just do it. Like, just walk into it. And that's what I've constantly had to do. But I've always had to have to make the choice to be a faithful person who says yes when God calls. And the kicker to all this is that Mary gets the download from the angel, then she has to wait. So, you know, I got called into like official ministry a year and a half ago, but got prophesied over 10 to 12 years ago. There was a season of waiting. Mary at least had to wait 9 months, but I don't think she immediately got pregnant. But she at least had to wait 9 months. But then Jesus didn't do any real miracles for 30 years. She had to stinking wait forever. Could you imagine for 30 years you're going, I birthed this boy? What is he doing? Like, this is supposed to be the savior of the world? She had to wait. And she had to be happy about it. And there's been moments in the past 10 to 12 years where it has not been easy to wait. It's like, but God, you said this was going to happen. And Pastor Jurgen said this. And then at moments, I remember telling my husband, I'm just being really real right now. I hope it's not too real. But I would tell him, like, Pastor Jurgen should have never said that. He said it, and now I'm mad because it's not happening. What the heck? And God will do that. He will totally speak something into your life. And then we sit there and think it's supposed to happen the next day. And I can tell you it's not going to happen the next day. Like, there is a process that has to happen. It might. I shouldn't say it won't. It might. But there usually, when God calls you to something, there's a process that has to happen before it comes to pass. God's timing is perfect. And if there's anybody that can tell you that, it's me. Because if God would have given me this even 5 years ago, if God would have given me the kids that I had to labor in prayer for even a year before he did, I wouldn't have been ready. We had to pray and go after getting pregnant for 5 years when we wanted to get pregnant within a couple years of being married. And that was a moment where I was like, what the heck? I know I'm supposed to have kids. But there's years of development that have happened that had to happen in the past 10 to 12 years that I wouldn't be who I am without. So as we come to a close, we're going to do a couple things. There's no ceiling in God's kingdom, you guys. There's a unique gifting and calling on the inside of every single person here, no matter your age, no matter your status, no matter how long you've been saved. There's a unique gifting and calling. And what I want to tell us tonight is that we have to be obedient and Spirit-led people. Every chance God speaks to us, we have to make the choice to be obedient and Spirit-led, just like Mary. So I want to do a couple things right now. First, there are some people here that simply just want to ask Jesus into your life. It all starts there. I'm telling you, I don't feel like my life really started till I got saved. So I know there's people here. I want to give you the opportunity, if everyone can just bow your heads and close your eyes. You know, the reason you'll know that I'm talking to you on this part is because you might feel a little bit nervous. You might feel a little bit like your heart's pattering. But when God is calling, we have to answer. We have to respond. And right now, just as I was speaking, there's some people here that just want to say, yep, I'm responding right now. Yep, that's me. I want a relationship with God. If that's you tonight, do you mind raising your hand for me? And I'm not going to call you out. We're just going to say a quick prayer. If you mind raising your hand. Anyone here tonight? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. If you've never asked God into your life, ask Jesus into your heart. Go ahead and lift your hand now. Anybody here? Okay. Secondly, if everyone can stand to your feet. Secondly, I know there's people here that either you want to be encouraged in the call that God's given you, you feel discouraged that it might not be coming to pass because of the amount of time. You want to reignite God's call, or you just simply want to discover God's call in your life. And I want to pray for those of you, because I've been there, I've walked through it, I've done that. And I know even for me, the journey's nowhere close to being done or over. So tonight, if that's you, just lift your hands in your seat where you're at. Just want to say a quick prayer over you guys. And then we are going to have some ministry time. So afterwards, if you feel you want to stay for that part, we want to pray for you. We have some ministry team here. But God, I thank you for each and every person here that's lifted their hands. God, I thank you right now that you are downloading visions, that you are downloading dreams, that you are downloading your purposes and your plans for each and every person here, God. I thank you, Lord, for instilling confidence and boldness, Lord God. I command the spirit of fear to leave in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that we can be bold people of faith that can walk into your plans, that can walk into your purposes, God, and that when you call, we answer, that when you are speaking to us, we respond, God. I thank you, Lord, that you would tune us in to your voice. I thank you, Lord, that we can clearly hear your voice, God. I thank you that even tonight, as people lay their heads down on their pillows, that they would have dreams, that when they close their eyes, that they would have dreams for what you see for them, God. I pray that you would change our vision, Lord God, that whatever we see about ourselves, that we would start to see through the eyes of you, God. I pray right now that you would help us to walk into the calling, help us to direct our paths, help us to say yes to the things that are of you and no to the things that are not of you. God, I thank you tonight for every person here, and that you would touch your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.